This is the Texas Standard. In 2013, the Texas legislature passed a law requiring all abortion doctors to have admitting privileges at hospitals within 30 miles of the clinics where they conduct the procedure. It also raised the standards of the facilities themselves to hospital-like levels. Well, as you may recall, the U.S. Supreme Court threw out the Texas law 3 years later, but last year NPR reported that the number of Texas clinics had dropped by almost half, that access to abortion services, in other words, or the relative lack thereof, was causing a problem for women across the Lone Star State. Dr. Liza Fuentes of the Guttmacher Institute joins us. She is also a researcher with the Texas Policy Evaluation Project based at UT to determine whether all of this has had an effect and what sort of effect on increasing the number of self-induced abortions. Dr. Fuentes, thanks so much for joining us on the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about why this survey is happening now. What's behind the timing?
Well, in fact, this study was part of a larger group of studies that the Texas Policy Evaluation Project took on to evaluate a range of policies in Texas, including efforts to cut family planning funding and restrict abortion. And while this particular study about self-managed abortion doesn't directly evaluate the impact of HB2, the law that you mentioned, it provides a snapshot of the context around abortion access around that time.
Okay, so the time that we're talking about, give us that clear window. What time are we talking about?
So for this study, we surveyed 700 people seeking abortion care in Texas clinics in 2012. And then again in 2014. So we had two waves of the study. And we also conducted qualitative interviews with 18 Texas residents who self-managed their abortion at some point between 2009 and 2014. This was right around the time when a series of restrictive abortion laws were passed in Texas and family planning laws.
Okay, so what is the top line finding here?
What we really found was that about 7% of people who are seeking abortion care in Texas abortion clinics attempted to self-manage their abortion before coming to the clinic. They really gave four primary reasons, with the number one being that they couldn't afford to get to a clinic or pay for the procedure. They also mentioned that their local clinic had closed and a close friend or family member had recommended self-managing abortion. Others also mentioned wanting to avoid the stigma or shame of having an abortion. But really, the thread that tied all of this together was that people felt they couldn't afford the cost of abortion care.
How are you able to ascertain whether these abortions were self-induced or attempted? Was there a way to?
So what we found was that 7% of the 700 abortion patients that we surveyed said that they had done something to try to end their pregnancy on their own before coming to the clinic. That's where we get that number from. It's almost three times. In 2014, a national survey of abortion patients found that about 2.2% of abortion patients had attempted to do something. So we feel that this number is certainly higher, although this study was not meant to replicate the exact methodology of the national study. But what's important to draw from this is that some proportion of people who are pregnant are choosing to self-manage their abortion. So while it's not common, it's happening. And these results point to the need to ensure that people who may consider self-managing their abortion have information about what to expect, effective and ineffective methods, side effects, and where to go for support.
We began by talking about how the Texas legislature has been dealing with issues around women's reproductive rights. Is there a reason to believe that the numbers that you have found are correlated or directly related in a causal sense to Texas's legislative policies?
That's a good question. This study was not designed to directly evaluate the effects of the implementation of abortion policies or any other type of policies in Texas. But what we do know is that when we talked to women more in depth about their experiences and decisions to self-manage an abortion, many directly mentioned that an abortion clinic near them had closed and the distance to the next nearest clinic was out of reach for them in terms of cost and time. And what we do know is that for our study, people who self-manage their abortions did so because clinic care was out of reach for them financially. So regardless of what happened with the law, what we know is that when clinical care is not accessible, people may look for alternative ways to be able to get the care that they need.
Dr. Liza Fuentes is senior research scientist at the Guttmacher Institute, and she's been working with the Texas Policy Evaluation Project based at UT for this study. We're going to have a link to more information at texasstandard.org so you can dig a little deeper. Dr. Fuentes, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Thanks so much.